Good day, and welcome to the Fondul Proprietate Q1 2019 results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marius Dan, Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome everyone to our conference call to discuss the first quarter 2019 results and the April 2019 NAV evolution. Johan Meyer, CEO of Franklin Templeton Investment Management Limited U.K. Bucharest branch, is Investment Manager of Fondul Proprietatea. Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, and myself are pleased to host today's call. The Q1 2019 results report can be found on the fund's website in the investor relations section, and the presentation that we will be discussing today was sent out to you earlier. The slides are also available on our website at www.fondulproprietatea.ro in the results presentation section. After the presentation, we will have a 30-minute Q&A session. As a reminder, the call is being recorded. The recording will be available on the fund's website after the call. That being the agenda, I now turn to Johan to start off with the presentation.
Thanks, Marius, and good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to those joining us from the U.S. and Canada. I'm pleased to share with you today the highlights of the first quarter of the year, as well as the NAV figures for the end of April 2019. I'd like to start with slide two of the presentation, where we show the key facts about the fund. At the end of April, the fund's NAV was RON 9.65 billion, or $2.27 billion, and the NAV per share reached 1.35 RON per share, 4% lower compared to the 31 December 2018 NAV, due to the fact that the dividend of 0.09 RON was registered as a liability in the April NAV. Therefore, the discount to NAV as of yesterday's close was 33% on the Bucharest Stock Exchange and 32.5% on the London Stock Exchange. On the right-hand side, you can see the evolution of the fund's adjusted share price and discount since the fund's listing in January 2011. We are encouraged to see that the share price has recovered from the significant drop registered at the end of 2018 following the adoption of Emergency Ordinance 114. On slide three, we show the fund's shareholder structure as of 30 April 2019, which shows a decrease in the holdings for the GDRs held with the Bank of New York Mellon and for foreign institutional investors, and the correspondent increase in the holdings of Romanian institutional investors in local shares compared to the end of 2018. During the fund's annual shareholder meeting on 4 April, shareholders approved the cancellation of shares acquired during the ninth buyback program, with the cancellation process currently ongoing. On slide four, we show a summary of the NAV, share price, and GDR performances since 2011, and the evolution of the fund's average annual discount since its listing on the Bucharest Stock Exchange. The NAV total return in the first quarter of 2019 was 0.7%. The total return for the local shares was 3.6%, while the total returns for GDRs was 2.9%. Year to date, the NAV total return was 2.4%, while the total return for local shares was 10.8% and 7.6% for the GDRs. The discount level, though it has been reduced from the last call, remains excessively high in our view, and our efforts to reduce it below the current levels will continue this year as well. On slide five, we show the contributors to the fund's NAV performance in the first quarter. The main performers were the listed companies, OMV Petrom, Nuclearelectrica, and BRD, which all managed to recover from the drop registered in December 2018. The main detractor for the period was Hidroelectrica, following the changes to the valuation as a result of Emergency Ordinance 114 provisions and subsequent energy regulator orders. ALRO's share price decrease on the back of softer aluminum prices had a smaller negative impact on the fund's NAV. In the next section, we would like to give an update on the fund's portfolio. On slide seven, we show the portfolio structure as of the end of April: 73% in unlisted companies, 29% in listed equities, and a negative 2% net cash and receivables due to the fact that the dividend distribution was registered as a liability following the annual shareholder meeting on 4 April. The share price will go ex-dividend on 7 June. In the next slide, slide eight, we show the listed versus unlisted split of the fund's portfolio. The largest listed company remains OMV Petrom, while Hidroelectrica remains the largest holding. I would like to highlight that we also published today the fund's detailed statement of investments as of 29 March 2019, which is available on the fund's website in the investment section. At the same time, I would like to invite you to make use of the interactive analyst center for easily downloadable financial information. On slide 9, we present the top 10 portfolio companies as of 30 April 2019, representing now over 96% of the fund's NAV, while Hydroelectrica, OMV, Petrom, and Bucharest Airports represent over 72% of the fund's NAV. On slide 10, we show a summary of the Q1 2019 preliminary financial results for some of the main portfolio companies. Overall, we continue to see continued improvements in profitability for these companies despite the provisions of Emergency Ordinance 114 due to the continued good macroeconomic situation and consumer confidence and spending, as well as the favorable oil and electricity price environment. Even though BRD's net result was lower compared to the previous year, this was based on significantly lower exceptional items booked last year. Otherwise, the core banking activity continues to perform well. The rising power prices have benefited the electricity producers, but it had a negative impact on Alro, which coupled with the weaker aluminium prices led to the registration of a 9.1 million RON loss for the company in the first 3 months of the year. On slide 11, we provide some updates on Hydroelectrica. The company continued to deliver good results in the first 3 months of the year. Preliminary net profit increased by approximately 3% to 498 million RON and turnover by over 2% to 989 million RON, almost 990 million RON, compared to the 970 million RON in Q1 2018. The production decreased by 21.8% to 3.3 terawatt hours, determined by a more prudent utilization of the water in the reservoirs in the context of the early winter and the additional uncertainties brought by Emergency Ordinance 114, as well as due to lower water flows on the interior rivers. Regarding the corporate governance implementation, I would like to mention that the selection process for the company management has been started by the board, and we expect the process to be finalized by the end of June. On slide 12, we present the main updates on OMV Petrom, the fund's second largest holding. The company reported strong results for the first 3 months of the year. Sales reached 5.4 billion RON in Q1 2019, an increase of more than 11% compared to the same period of 2018 on the back of higher gas and power prices, favorable foreign exchange developments, and lower operating costs. Operating profit was 1.3 billion RON, 19% higher compared to the first quarter of 2018, while net profit was 1.15 billion RON, a 35% increase compared to the same period in 2018. On the next slide, 13, we show the latest updates on our third largest holding, Bucharest Airports. The company continues to perform very well in 2018, benefiting from higher business and personal travel. Passenger traffic increased by 7.8% compared to the previous year, reaching 13.8 million passengers. Operating revenues reached 992.5 million RON, and the operating profit was 446 million. Net income increased by 28% to 372 million RON. The company's management estimates strong performance will continue in 2019. Passenger traffic increased by 8.6% in the first quarter compared to the same period last year. Moving on to slides 14 and 15, we show a comparison of the main characteristics of the new regulatory period in the energy distribution sector versus the previous one, with the impact on the Enel distribution companies. In March, the government issued a new decision amending some of the provisions from Emergency Ordinance 114 and decided to increase the regulated rate of return for the energy distribution companies to 6.9% from 5.7%. By way of background, the energy regulator decreased the regulated rate of return from 7.7% to 5.7% in September 2018. The reduction from 7.7% of the regulated rate of return had a negative impact on the 2018 financial results of the NL distribution companies. On slide 16, we show this negative impact generated by the impairment losses registered by the NL distribution companies and related to the revaluation of the regulated asset base following the energy regulator's decision to decrease the regulated rate of return for the 2019 to 2023 period. Given the increase I mentioned earlier back to 6.9%, we would expect a significant reversal of the impairments. Moving on to corporate actions, I would like to invite Marius to comment.
Thank you, Johan. On slide 18, we outlined the fund's distribution since we have started managing the fund. For 2019, we included the gross dividend distribution approved by the fund shareholders during the 4th of April annual shareholder meeting, which was already registered as a liability in the April 2019 NAV report, which we published this morning. Payment of the dividend will start on 1st of July, and the gross estimation based on the number of paid shares, excluding the buybacks, so the treasury shares as of the 10th of May, is 644 million RON. We've already spent more than 100 million RON on share buybacks, and we will continue to do so for the foreseeable future, as we intend to remain in the market every single day, acquiring the maximum number of shares, 25% of the average trading volume for the last 20 trading days. Moving to slide 19, we outlined the details of the fund's latest buyback programs. We started the 10th buyback program at the beginning of the year, and as of the 10th of May, we've repurchased around 122 million shares out of the maximum 750 million shares that can be repurchased through the program. Depending on the cash availability, we would like to accelerate the current buyback program through a tender offer. As mentioned earlier, the cancellation of the remaining treasury shares acquired during the night buyback program ended on December 31st, 2018, was already approved by the fund shareholders and is currently ongoing. This brings the total number of shares repurchased since we started managing the fund to 46% of the entire fund. On slide 20, we include the details on the fund's annual net dividend and dividend payout ratios for the top 10 portfolio companies as of 29 March 2019. Please note that some of the figures are estimations based on the 90% payout ratio for state-owned companies or pending company shareholders' approval during the annual shareholder meetings. However, for the top 10 companies and excluding so far the electricity and gas distribution companies, we expect a record high dividend income in 2019, which would subsequently be distributed out to shareholders in 2020. On a like-for-like basis, the dividends we expect to receive from the top holdings are at least 13% higher than in 2018. With 2019 results progressing well, given the strong GDP numbers we have seen this morning, the number for first quarter was released. GDP was 5% up during the first quarter, significantly above consensus. So we expect the strong performance of the portfolio companies to continue for the remainder of the year, and that would give us and our shareholders more visibility on the potential dividend distribution into 2021. On the next slide, slide 21, we show a summary of the total dividend income received from the portfolio companies over the last 6 years, as most of the companies have the annual shareholder meetings in May for approving the dividend payments in the second quarter of the year. We expect another record high year of dividend income as well as potential special dividends given the government's continued need for funding. On the next two slides, slides 22 and 23, we present the update to our annual cash distribution policy that we released this morning. I would like to underline that we remain fully committed to distribute cash on an annual basis to the fund shareholders of at least 5 baht per share. The updated cash distribution policy gives us a bit more flexibility under exceptional market conditions or circumstances such as the volatility that we have seen at the end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019, to propose a change of the mix of cash distribution and share buybacks to allocate more of the distributable cash towards share buybacks only if we consider this to be in the best interest of the fund shareholders to enhance shareholder value. On slide 24, we include the upcoming investor relations events where we look forward to meeting some of you. I hope that those that are based in the United States and Canada will be able to join us in New York for the Central Eastern European Investor Day that we will organize on the 5th of June together with Auerbach Reis and the Bucharest Stock Exchange and other regional stock exchanges. Please also mark your calendars for our Investor Days in Romania, which will take place this year on the 5th and 6th of September. On the following slide, slide 25, we present the main points of the agenda of the 28 June shareholder meeting, which we convened yesterday. The approval of an amendment to the Constitutive Act of Fondul Proprietatea, the approval of a small change to the investment policy statement, and the extension, the renewal of our mandate as fund manager of Fondul Proprietatea for 2 years, starting 1st of April 2020 until April 2022. The fund's 2018 financial results are presented on slides 27 and 28, and I would like to invite Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, to comment.
Thank you, Marius. On the balance sheet developments, there are two important events to note. One is the increase in cash and cash equivalents during the period. This is the result mainly of the special dividends collected from Hidroelectrica during January. And the second item relates to the increase in the portfolio of the fund that was mainly driven by the share price of OMV Petrom and partially by the revaluation of Hidroelectrica netted off by the disposals in BRD. In terms of the profit for the first 3 months of 2019, Fondul Anuited results are a profit of 414 million, and the main drivers for this are the changes in fair value coming mainly from Petrom, as discussed earlier. And the second best contributor to the profit is the dividend income that was booked during January, and this relates to the dividends coming from Alro and Alcom.
Thank you, Cătălin. At this point, we would like to open it up for any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question over the phone at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And if you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. You may also ask a question by simply typing it in the Q&A box on the web presentation and click send. Once again, to ask a question over the audio, it's star 1. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. Yeah, we have one question queued up. We will now take our first question. It comes from Deepinder Bhatia from Bayard Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Darius and Johan. Quick question on page 11 on Hidroelectrica. You mentioned that, and as the slide indicates, the production decreased by 22%, but the turnover was fairly steady, as was the overall net profit. Can you comment a little bit, perhaps, is it pricing that was able to support the overall financial numbers, even though production was quite a bit lower? Or was there some other reason that we don't see here that may have caused turnover and net profits to remain as steady despite the large reduction in production? Thank you.
Exactly. It's due to an increase in the electricity price during the period. So that really allowed the company to make up for the lower output. You should also see this in context of the energy regulator order for them to also potentially distribute up to 65% of electricity into the regulated market. So the company is more is being more prudent in the water storage, and as mentioned during the comments earlier on the call, the lower flow on the rivers into the reservoirs for preparation of supplies later into the year. But we have seen upward pressure on electricity prices for the producers.
Great. Just moving to slide 13 on Airport Bucharest. The quarterly numbers aren't out yet, and overall, as you mentioned earlier on, the economy seems to be doing just fine. This is somewhat sensitive to near-term economic trends, travel inward and outward, travel into and out of the country. Just curious to know from your discussions with management, how are things proceeding in just some general terms? How are things going in the first quarter and the first 4 months of the year so far on volumes and just any other metrics that your research staff are indicating back at the portfolio level?
So as we mentioned, the passenger traffic volume increased by over 8% in the first quarter of the year. Anecdotally, however, traveling through the airport, it does seem to be very efficient. So we can commend the management there for the improvements that they've made, especially on the security checkpoints and on the immigration checkpoints. Because certainly the flow through the airport is considerably better than it was a couple of years ago. So those improvements certainly has had an impact on the efficiency of the airport operations. But as we have pointed out numerous times in the past, The non-aeronautical revenues continues to be a fairly small component of the overall revenues compared to international peers. So this really is an area that the airports company can continue to work on in order to grow the overall revenue base.
Great. Any further updates just from the local press or otherwise on the brand new airport, and also on the CapEx plans for extension and investments into Airport Bucharest itself? Any further updates on the CapEx plan for our company, and then for the whole off-site separate airport that gets talked about from time to time? Anything further that you can probably indicate on that front would be great.
Yeah, there hasn't been any new news or developments on the potential of a new airport. We don't really anticipate any impact to Bucharest airports in the foreseeable future. I'm here thinking at least the next 3 to 5 years, if not more. For the CapEx on the Bucharest airports itself, the number has been mentioned at around €1 billion for the for another terminal to be built. This is still some time away. What is currently ongoing is the expropriation process for the land that would be required in order to construct the second terminal. This is going to be a long process. So we don't really expect to see any material impact to the financials over the next 2 to 3 years. And of course, the number that's been mentioned on the potential capex for the second terminal is completely subject to the actual feasibility of the project itself. So this is really a rough estimate at this point in time.
Great. Lastly, you know, of course, I can construct this. We can construct this from your NAV statements, which have the granular share count data for your holdings. But just, you know, to the extent that you can highlight any major trading activity at the portfolio level in the first quarter of this year, any sell downs of any of your listed companies, perhaps BRD maybe. I think the numbers indicate that may have seen some sort of a sell down, or any other names that you've trimmed back or cut back in the listed portfolio.
Yeah, you will have noticed that that we have a slightly lower holding in BRD. The share price in BRD, as mentioned earlier in the call, has recovered substantially after the ill effects of Ordinance 114. The environment for them will be tougher to achieve the same rate of growth as it has been in the past years. So we did take a bit of profit on that name. No other changes in the listed portfolio. The biggest there being OMV Petrom. For them, still the big catalyst is the Black Sea project. Currently, they have not put a date on a potential final investment decision, the reason being that they do not have the necessary regulatory and legislative stability that they would deem necessary for making a million or a multi-billion euro investment decision in Romania. Discussions are ongoing with the Romanian government at the highest level in order to try and achieve this. We continue to believe that this is a significant catalyst for the company, so we are happy holders at this level.
Great. Thank you very much, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Panit.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it's star one if you wish to ask a question. Okay, there are no further questions in the phone queue at this time. I would like to hand the call back over to you, Mr. Dunn, for any additional or closing remarks.
Thanks again, everyone, for your time today. As always, if you have any further questions, please reach out to us directly, and we look forward to seeing you at our next investor relations event. Have a good afternoon.
This will conclude today's conference. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.